As I was heading home yesterday evening after attending one of our networking events, the strangest thought crossed my mind. Well, maybe it wasn't that strange after all, but it was one of those thoughts that once it crossed your mind, you really got to thinking. So here I was driving down a street that I had driven down countless number of times, and the strangest thought struck me. These buildings have been here forever. Most of the businesses have been sitting in the same locations from as far back as I could remember, and for the ones that were no longer present, the property addresses have remained. The lot sizes have remained, and so too have the property boundaries. I started thinking even more, back to my childhood home in Jamaica. The property address has been the same forever, the property boundaries have remained intact forever. And the size of the lot has not changed at all. Over the years, we have made lots of changes to our home, expanded in some areas, added some external accessories, planted a few trees here and there. But if the original surveyor were to visit our property, the measured extent of its boundaries would be a reflection of what was recorded with the property appraiser's office close to 50 years ago. Okay, so that little tidbit on my spot back home might be a bit of a reach for you. So let's think of something more well-known, say the Washington Monument. This structure has been occupying the same spot with its given dimensions since 1884. It stands at approximately 555 feet tall, having 897 stairs, and from its highest point, you are able to see as far as 30 miles away in any given direction. The first group of people to visit the monument in 1888, approximately 126 years ago, encountered, you guessed it, 897 stairs and were able to see as far as 30 miles away. In the next 200 years, barring no unforeseen disasters, a group of highly energetic and awestruck tourists will visit this great wonder to discover that it has 897 stairs, is 555 feet tall, and has a view of as far as 30 miles away. Why? There's some things that are what they are, simply absolute. Now, I can always go back home, and if I decide today I wanted a bigger backyard, exercise the liberty of repositioning the fencing that separates my property's boundary from that of my neighbor to wherever I desire. Who cares about the fact that I'm doing it illegally? That it is encroaching on my neighbors? That there are legal ramifications for shifting the established landmarks without appropriate authorization? And not to mention the hell I'm sure to catch from my neighbors. Just as long as I can have what I want and do what I want, bump the consequences. Yep, you've guessed it. It's Georgia A. Bryce of the Building According to Pattern podcast series. Bienvenue. Willkommen. Aloha. Baruch abba. Funying. Yokoso. Merhaba, welcome to another segment of this phenomenal podcast. Now I have to start exercising my language skills as my podcast is making its debut around the world, thanks to loyal listeners like you. You must know that this podcast is a success primarily because of your continued support. So I'm greatly indebted to you. First time tuning in? Let me introduce you to a great catalyst for change. If you are looking to start a new journey in life, if this is where it's at, here you will be challenged to discover, to go after the real you, the person you were intricately designed to be, your authentic self. And this podcast is here to help facilitate that process. All the archive messages since its commencement in September of 2013 is still available on my podcast page, and that address is batplc.podbean.com. Please feel free to visit the address anytime. Scroll through the list of messages to see what we've been saying since then. Now, for the past few weeks, I have been talking extensively about getting your person together as you prepare to make inroads in this new year. My expectation is that you have been listening and diligently applying pointers to your life from these messages as you deem relevant. And I've been getting some feedback from quite a few of you, and I definitely want to take this time to acknowledge you making the time to post comments or for even sharing with me face to face. You have no idea how much this is a tremendous blessing to me. Your feedback helps me to gauge whether I am being effective or not, and it is certainly a source of encouragement. So please, definitely keep it coming. Today, I want to take this opportunity to use this platform that I've been given to challenge and even stretch you more. Building according to pattern is about building according to pattern. Building your life by an established and clear-cut standard that was pre-designed for you. One that does not need altering or adjusting. One that doesn't need amending or supplementing. A pattern by which we have all been called to live and govern our lives. By whose source is no respecter of person, and who cannot be bullied by mere mortals into amending his ways or his laws to accommodate our feelings or our, in the grand scheme of things, irrelevant opinions. Do you really know who God is? Can you for one moment pause long enough to conceive in your little mind who the creator and the sustainer of this universe and this speck of a planet called Earth really is? Do you tremble before him? Do you reverence his name? Have you considered that it is only by his grace you are even able to draw and expel one breath at a time? And that barring his mercy, you are literally 1 millisecond from becoming one with the dirt you walk on. I have heard it in times past. I've even read of it. But I am now beginning to see a measure of arrogance displayed by people in this great nation and so many other leading countries on the global front that is alarming. And I'm absolutely fearful. The clay is now attempting to dictate to the potter how his life should be or should have been. The clay is now glaringly and blatantly telling the potter that he got it wrong, that he wasn't that smart after all. Now, what does any of this have to do with today's title? Your name, your only signature. What does this have to do with my lengthy and seemingly disconnected introduction? I'm glad you asked. What's in a name? By definition, a name refers to a word or term used for identification. A personal name identifies a specific, unique, and identifiable individual person. Why do you respond to your name and not to the name of another person? And what exactly prompts you to respond to your name when it is called? Why do you automatically feel the need to correct someone who mispronounces or misspells your name? What difference does it make to you if your name is misspelled or mispronounced? Here's why. Your name is your identification. By it, you can be identified. It is the thing that distinguishes you, and it is intricately tied to the substance of who you are, your essence. From a philosophical standpoint, essence refers to the attribute or set of attributes that makes an entity or substance what it fundamentally is, and which it has by necessity. So if a thing were to lose its essence, it would, in a sense, lose its identity. At the root of your identification is the whole concept of identity. So you will automatically feel the need to correct someone who mispronounces or misspells your name. Because in some sacred way, it is almost a violation or distortion of your identity. To not correct that distortion or violation of your name is synonymous to agreeing with me that it is okay to extend my property boundary into that of my neighbors, even without his permission. I can call you whatever I want to, because I choose to. Who am I? Well, my name is Georgia A. Bryce. I am an expression or mirror image of God, the master designer and manufacturer, and I have been placed in the earth to reflect his image, which is my essence. The expression of who I am, my character, my passions, my gifts, my abilities, my femininity. I am female, for those of you who weren't too sure or who might be curious, is intricately tied to my identity, which was intricately designed and constructed by God. If ever a question cropped up about my identity, I would make my way back to my source, who is my master designer and manufacturer, the Lord God Almighty, and I would ask him for clarification. Why? Because he is the only one qualified to reveal to me who I am. Neither man nor man-made laws are qualified to establish my identity because they too are created elements. What's in a name? Your name represents your location, spiritually, intellectually, and ideologically. The name you have created by virtue of your speech, your conduct, your deportment, your choices, your decisions, your associations, your relationships, and your reputation speaks volumes regarding your philosophy, the basic ideas and values that you subscribe to and live by, and that serve to shape your worldview, particularly your concept of what is truth. Your philosophy influences your ideas of what is right and wrong, and will always be sourced by one of two entities: by God, who is the embodiment of truth, or by a corrupt world system that is under the control of the adversary, Satan. The name you've created speaks volumes concerning even where you are located financially. Can you borrow against your name because there is trust and integrity associated with it? What's in a name? Your name is your character. It is like the set boundaries of my property, or like the Washington Monument that has been sitting 550 feet, 5 feet tall in the same place since 1884, with 897 stairs leading to the top, from which you could see as far as 30 miles away. Is your name marked by consistency like that structure? Is it marked by authenticity, uprightness, commitment, loyalty, trustworthiness? Is your name synonymous to faithfulness? Is it at all associated with integrity? The word integrity is a concept that refers to the consistency of actions, values, methods, measures, principles, expectations, and outcomes. Integrity is a personal choice, an uncompromising and predictably consistent commitment to honor moral, ethical, spiritual, and artistic values and principles. It is an inner sense of wholeness that is derived from qualities such as honesty and consistency of character. A person of integrity acts according to the beliefs, values, and principles they claim to hold. Integrity has the capacity to stand against hypocrisy. Is integrity your name? What's in a name? Your name represents what will one day become your history, your legacy. What will you be remembered for? What kind of name are you hoping to leave behind for those that will follow you? Will you be remembered for being a man or woman of integrity? Someone who stood for something, even if it meant standing alone, or someone who fell victim to hypocrisy? Will you be remembered for upholding standards, or will you be lumped with group thinkers who despise individuality, move with popular culture, and succumb to the pressures of media and present-day hype because you were afraid to secure your values? What will your children and grandchildren recall about you? When your name is uttered, what image comes to the mind of others now and what will come long after you are gone? What image comes to your mind when you hear the names Mahatma Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, Socrates, Marcus Garvey, Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King, Noah, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Joseph, Moses, Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, Barack Obama, Bishop Eddie Long, Mother Teresa, Charles Manson, Jesus Christ. What's in a name? What's in your name? Your signature. Without it, it is impossible to transact business. Your signature is of such critical importance that forging it equates to jail time for the guilty party. Your signature carries weight. It has the capacity to initiate or activate some things and equally bring some things to an end. It has the ability to open some doors as well as close some doors. Your signature has the capacity to alter the course of life for you and others connected to you. And your signature has the ability to impact the lives of people you do not even know, quite possibly long after you have left the earth. You have only one signature. And no matter how you script it, it's yours. Use it carefully and use it wisely. At the end of the day, all you have is your name. Its value and its significance is clearly defined by you. I would like to leave you with this final thought from your manual, which is the Word of God, found in the book of Proverbs 22, verse 1. It says this: choose a good reputation or a good name over great riches. Being held in high esteem is better than silver or gold. And I'd like to add, being held in high esteem is better than being liked. Because sometimes in order to uphold a standard, you're not going to be liked for a season. Let's pray. Father, thank you for being the source of our identity, for making us in your image and in your likeness, for giving us the ability to function just like you. Thank you for making us unique individuals, both males and females, and for giving us specific purposes for which you have placed us in the earth to accomplish. Help us to seek to have a good reputation and to be held in high esteem by virtue of our speech, conduct, the choices that we make, the decisions that we make, the stances that we take, and the interactions with others. Help us to not practice compromising our values, no matter what culture is demanding, and no matter what the majority might say. Our name is the only thing we have. Help us to guard our identity by staying firmly connected to you. I pray for those who are struggling with their identities today. Whether it's not knowing who they are as individuals, whether it's struggling with their gender and their sexuality, whether it is struggling with their purpose, you are their source, and all the answers they're looking for is to be found in you and you alone. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every mind and every heart, and I call to order those whose lives are disordered and confused right at this moment. May their lives never be the same after hearing this message. Finally, Father, I pray for those who, by virtue of ignorance or disobedience, have damaged their reputation. Their names are no longer held in high esteem. As they come to you in genuine repentance, I pray that you will wash them and make them new and whole again. Give them a new name as you've done for me and so many others. Restore their identities in you, Lord, once again. And remove every negative stigma attached to their names. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Your name is your life. Guard it. Be diligent in making sure that it is connected to only those things that are right and that which brings honor to your manufacturer. Preserve it from compromise, even if it demands separating from some of your current associates. Always bear this one truth in mind. Your name will always precede you. It usually arrives at your destination long before you get there. You alone can determine the image that comes to mind when others call or hear your name. I want to thank you as always for making this podcast a part of your weekly undertakings. If you found this segment interesting and informative, I'm open to hearing from you. Please feel free to leave a comment on my podcast page, and that address again is batplc.podbean.com. You may also send me an email with any questions or comments or concerns or even any prayer requests, and that address is info@buildingaccordingtopattern.com. For those social media savvy folks who enjoy reaching out by other means, I invite you to connect with me on Twitter and on Instagram at Georgia BATPLLC, that is one word, as well as on Facebook at Building According to Pattern. I am really having fun with social media, so definitely reach out to me. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. I'm looking forward to hanging out with you next Sunday. Let me invite you to subscribe to my podcast by clicking on the RSS feed button that's in the right-hand corner of my page. And what that will do is ensure that each time a new segment is uploaded, you will immediately be notified and the message will be delivered directly to your listening device. Let's connect next Sunday. Until then, stay blessed, be blessed, and take care. Have a great week. Bye.